Yeah. I guess I got tired of greeting you with, "Let me go, you're crazy." It felt kind of rude after a while. You're not gonna let me go, are you? The offer still stands. I won't press charges. I won't even tell your parents. Yeah, I didn't think so. Not that I'm not grateful. Taping the TV remote to my hand was super thoughtful. It's like you knew that I was growing tired of staring at the yellow wallpaper all day, you know? And no matter what anyone says, these soap operas are fascinating. Oh, there's a Bonnie and Clyde TV show now, and it's so good. I recorded the first episode. If you want to make some popcorn, I'd 1,000,000% rewatch it with you. It's very sexy and dangerous. Very HBO. You'd like it. There's this scene in the bank vault where Bonnie feels how hot the barrel of his gun is. Oh, the tension. Gives me the vapors. Oh, yeah, I checked. Just the same old on the news. They're still not looking for me. Turns out when you tell everyone, "I'm moving to the big city and you'll never see me again," you can really just disappear. I've been thinking about that actually. And I'm not saying what you did was right or acceptable at all, really. But I get it. I was just gonna leave everything, including you. And I always knew, I guess. I knew you really cared about me. Even though the timing was never right, we had potential. And I get that it hurts to let go of something that could have been. And for what it's worth, it's kind of sweet, actually. I mean, no one else even thought to throw me a going away party, and you went and kidnapped me. Very thoughtful of you, in an unorthodox sort of way. Thank you for letting me call my mom last night. That really meant a lot to me. To be able to tell her I was okay and not to worry. And I guess that must have taken a weird amount of trust on your part. That and not being handcuffed to you last night. Just trusting that you feel me get out of bed. It must have taken a lot to just wait there when I went to get a drink of water, not to check on me and just wait for me to come back. I don't want you to ever feel betrayed for trusting me. I said I wouldn't give my mom a signal, and I didn't. You wouldn't have let me call her if I hadn't promised. Hey, do you remember when we used to play Wild West when we were kids? We would wrestle, and I'd always end up hogtied, so you could put me on pretend railroad tracks. I'm just saying, you knew you'd always play the outlaw, and I always knew I'd end up bound and gagged in the dirt before the game even started. We chose to play it that way. And we loved that game. We played it over and over again. Yeah, we stopped playing after I peed my pants, but that's not what happened. You know, back when we were teenagers, I was tied up, you were on top of me. My body was starting to develop more. My curves were much more noticeable. You grew so much taller over the summer. And your voice even got deeper. I got excited. No, I didn't lie. I said that I had an accident, and that's perfectly true. You just made an assumption. Did you seriously never figure it out? I mean, we never talked about it. I just assumed. Like, that's a little scandalous, isn't it? We grew up like siblings. I've known you since I was 3. I bet your mom still has pictures of us taking baths together in the family photo album. I don't even think calling you my best friend would be enough. I didn't want to change what we had. I couldn't let our relationship grow up. Even after we grew up, I didn't know how to deal with how I felt, so I ran away. And I said that I would miss you, but there's nothing you could do to stop me. Guess I was wrong on that one. You couldn't let me escape. Hey, could you itch my nose? A little higher, actually. Oh, yeah, that's perfect. Oh, you're always really good at knowing exactly how to take care of me. And, while I've got you here, I wanted to see if we could talk about something else. I know we've got a good system worked out for me relieving myself, but there's a, shall we say, something else? Maybe I could get some alone time to take care of. It's been a really long time, and I haven't had the chance to relieve myself in a different way. You know, self pleasure. No, you don't have to take care of it. I'm more than happy to do it myself with a free hand. You could watch if you wanted to. I mean, I know we're supposed to be together forever, according to you, anyway, and that you want to take care of my every need, but this is not worth bothering with. Really, forget I said it. Goodness. You're straddling me. It's different now. I don't know. Because I brought up my stupid thing and you're looking down on me like you're inspecting me. I can't even squirm in this chair. Why are you like this? Always so dominant. I don't like it when you're plotting. Almost ready. What do you mean almost ready? Ready for what? I don't know. I haven't been on birth control since you kidnapped me. That's, yeah, I guess that's partially why I'm such a mess right now. I'll be honest, I'm a little flattered that you tracked my cycle just to tease me. You are just teasing me, right? Whoa there, Tiger. I don't know about being controlled by my hormones. Fertile. No. I mean, I have thought of you a lot. You've taken things pretty far. Restrained me, taken all my choices from me. I've wondered how far you'd go. How you might convince me to stay so I'd be yours. It's hard to ignore how you can have your way with me. I know I'm stalling. I can tell you're ready. Hard for me. Can you show me? I've wondered to myself at night sometimes about what it might look like. I feel like, taste like. Oh my. Now that is a beautiful cock. Can you bring it a little closer? I'd love to give it a little kiss. And you smell good. Is that your need for me? It must be hard to control yourself around your property, to contain your desire. It makes me feel really good to know you're lusting after me. And now you look ready to burst. If you check me now, if you shoved your cock inside me. With all that pent-up desire. Oh, you'd take me like an animal. Ravish me. But that's not what you want. You want to mate with me. Really make me yours. Tenderly. Because I know you can be so gentle, powerful, in control. When you fill me with your seed, breeding me. I want you to be gentle me. Oh, so I'll tell you what. Since you're probably as pent up as I am, let's save my pussy for a more Romantic moment. You can use my throat right now. It'd be so simple. I'm already tied to the chair. And I've lubed you up with my lips. You can just step closer. Grab me by the hair. And come straight down my throat. Honey, don't you want to finish in my throat? You're making me kind of nervous with that blade. I know you'd never hurt me. Oh, I'm sorry. You're just usually a lot more gentle in doing my binds. Remember what we said about being gentle when you read me? You don't have to hurt me. You don't have to do this. Oh no, you're not hurting me. I'm just a little scared. It's been a while since you've been so forceful. Oh, putting your weight on me like this. Oh, feeling your breath on my neck. Oh, my body is just begging for you. Oh. Feeling you rub against me through my panties. Oh, don't look at them. They're probably a sticky mess right now. I wish I'd worn something sexy. Oh, something you could peel off with your teeth. Hey! Be careful down there. Oh, that's... Oh, God. Just a little more visceral than I was imagining. You sure... Oh, know how to put on a show. Yes. I can't help it. I need to be touched. On your tongue. Oh, it feels beautiful on me. On your face. Oh, buried between my thighs. Oh. Please don't leave me hanging. I want to finish. I want to come for you. Fine. You want to breed me so bad? Breed me. I want you inside me. Right now. Take me. Yeah. Why the hell did you make me wait so long? So many nights locked up in your basement. Cuddling on the couch. Feeling your heart on. Up against my ass while we spooned. You should have marked me as yours as soon as you had me in your arms. I like it when you get rough like this. I need you to use me and ignore any of my pleas to stop. Turn my body against me. Use me. Oh, I could claw your eyes out. I've thought about it. You should have kept my nails trimmed short. I could have locked my ankles together while you ate my pussy. And squeezed. And crushed your head. Made my escape. But you know me. I wanted this. You. Me. Thrusting. Grunting. Sweating. Finishing everything we started. Too far was never enough for you. settle and I won't settle for less. Fill my fertile womb with your cum. My body is yours for the taking. And your seed is all mine. Don't you dare get sensual with me. The time for caressing my skin is over. God, I know you love me. No, fuck me like I'm a mindless slut. Harder. You're my kidnapper, aren't you? No, really? Like you own me? Come inside me. Fill me up. Fill me with your seed. Come for me. Come for me. That should definitely get me pregnant. And you are the father. Oh, that shouldn't have been so good. You're crazy and romantic and really crazy. And maybe I'm crazy too, but I love you. Stay? I don't know. Maybe you should keep me tied up just in case. Something about how you so carefully make sure every single rope is nice and snug. Oh, you've done it now. We're gonna need rules. Discipline. Because if you're gonna use me, then I insist that you only come inside me. Since I can't touch myself during the day, neither can you. My captor, my partner, mine.